Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a podcast where three noble explorers...
Nope, it's not that anymore.
You it's fucking not that anymore. We changed it.
So first you fucked up the clap, and now you don't even remember what the intro is. So do it again.
Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, Wet Sun, Nikki Grayson, and LB Hung Tears.
There it is.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And also on the sticks, Jordan Mallory, all three of my best friends.
Did y'all look at
your best friend?
Yes, that's why I talk to you. That's the way I would never speak to anyone else
like this.
So true. It's so true.
So you looked, it was so the sun, you know, this past week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it disappeared. Has it come back for y'all?
Not yet.
It never disappeared.
It's not come back for me. Oh, it never
So for you, it's
you.
Back.
It never left.
It never left.
Me. So for me, it did leave. It was gone. And it hasn't come back yet. And
did I'm hoping you that it comes saved back. Saved the cheerleader, saved the world.
No, I killed the cheerleader, fucked the world, married the sun.
That's the stupidest thing we've ever said on this show. And we've been re-exploring a lot of this show. So I know off the top of my head the stupidest things that we've ever said. Fuck, marry, kill, cheerleader, world, and sun.
Wait, if you married the sun and then it disappeared, you must really be missing the sun.
Yeah, aww. I'm sad about my wife. She's gone.
My wife.
But like, it's okay. I hope she
Sunny Grayson.
Stop, yeah, sometimes your wife
stop
leaves
emailing my wife written on the surface of the sun.
Sometimes your wife leaves you and then... I mean, sometimes she comes back, sometimes she doesn't. That's the way of the world. That's the way it is. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Like that song.
That's the way it is. Change.
I was thinking of That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm. Oh, also good.
Also good.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good.
They should come back. Earth, Wind, and Fire come on late lunch.
I think they're often around. Mostly at casinos.
They casinos. are doing the absolutely doing the casino circuit.
Yeah.
I saw an advertisement for what is that guy's name? Howie Mandel is doing stand-up at
Right. He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
But, yeah, I know, but can you fucking imagine? What is his material? What does Howie Mandel think is what's his fucking routine?
I mean, he was doing comedy well before he was doing...
Yeah.
And then he stopped, so he wasn't
and he
funny.
Stopped. So do you think
No. He was so... Because what happens with stand-up is you become so successful, you don't have to do stand-up anymore.
Right.
And then you become unsuccessful and have to do it again,
right? I think it becomes a one-off thing that you do...
Sometimes.
That like that makes you more money than you would have when you were doing stand-up.
I see.
So, because stand-up, like, when you're up and coming, or, like, when most working stand-up comedians, like, travel all the time.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
You don't get a ton of money. The people are mostly cool. Yeah. And that's nice. You have to, the nights are really late. It kind of sounds like being a wrestler.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you're just traveling all around the country, going to these different bars and clubs, and, like, you do your thing.
Yeah.
You get a concussion.
And there's always someone masturbating in front of someone else.
Yeah.
There's always somebody masturbating.
Uh-huh. And then sometimes you can get a DDT done to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if someone got DDT'd at the fucking comedy store?
There are a lot of comedians on TikTok that I wish would get DDT'd at the comedy store.
The only comedy clip that I've seen recently that I thought was really, really, really funny was that guy talking about like strap-ons and then he falls down.
It's not very funny.
he falls.
Yeah.
Does he fall off of the stage?
Yeah, he falls off the stage.
Was that part of the bit?
LB, I believe it was part of the bit because
genius.
The joke was so not funny and kind of silted and weird that it was very funny. Yeah.
I love like Tim Heidecker's stand-up, which is like stilted and unpleasant. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of like.
I still watch that recent comedy special like quite a bit.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
It's very funny.
I do remember though, like when he first started doing the stuff, and I was just watching like enraptured. And then, but then people would invite me to comedy shows in LA, and I'd be like, Nah. You know, if I have to go, if I go to, my reasoning was, you know, if I go to your comedy show, I have to go to everyone's comedy show.
Yeah. There was a,
and
there
like,
was a,
that's not reasonable. That's like not a reasonable expectation of me. So I'm not, so I have never been to a stand-up comedy show in my adult life. I've not gone to one or improv.
There was a one month period in Los Angeles in 2017 where I thought about doing stand-up comedy.
Mm.
And boy, folks, I'm really glad I didn't, first of all, because I would not have been very good at it. But two, in order to kind of do the researching, I was going to open mic nights.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, I, folks, when I really mean this, I can watch surgeries.
Sure.
I can watch like MMA fighters getting knocked out until they do that stiff thing.
Yeah.
I could do a lot of stuff. I can watch a skateboarder blow like his bones out of his knees. I can do a lot of that stuff. I cannot actually physically sit through someone bombing a stand-up comedy.
Sure.
No. It's miserable.
I can't do it. I cannot do it. And like Anne would be like, you have to fucking chill. And she's like, this is just part of it. I'm like, I it's not part of it because I'm leaving. like I literally couldn't do it. And I was like,
yeah,
okay. If I ever bombed, I would only be placing myself in that audience and I would shit myself and die.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
That's the I can't do it.
The thing that is good about improv, at least in this city, is that everyone who goes to improv shows is the kind of person who you think is going to go to an improv show in LA. Like 90% of the people.
Yeah.
It's like, it's 90% of the people who you think are going to be there. 5% of the people who are like normal and well-adjusted and kind of cool. And then their parents, the parents of the people who are performing.
Yeah.
Which means that the crowd is always hot.
Right.
Which is a blessing, right? Like, even if, like, I've been to multiple UCB shows where I have been like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having a bad time. But the crowd, smooth brain, doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Excited to see this C-tier person on Parks and Rec who was on, like, 8 episodes do improv in front of them. So they're shit out of their minds, amped. And then
Lil Sebastian,
literally yes, and he's still fucking amped, and I respect that. It's fucking like that's what it is.
Right,
that's cool. Actually, I think it's sick and cool that like that's what the economy is.
Yeah,
I kind of have respect for people who do comedy because
John.
Actually, John, I think you'd be I think you could be very good at stand up if you wanted to, if you like really committed to doing it. If you committed
that's the
to
problem.
Like,
I can't commit to anything.
But the failure element, like we before the podcast, we were talking to Jordo. Jordo's looking in the market for guitar.
If anybody has a free guitar for Jordan, you can hit us up at our PO box.
And
PO
Nikki
box
has,
69.
Yeah,
and it'll get to us.
Just write that on the guitar package. Pop that in the mail. It'll get there for sure.
Just write it on the guitar and then hand it to UPS.
Then just hand it to the UPS.
Drivey will come pick it up.
Drivey will come pick it up.
Nikki asked, is it better to get an old guitar or a new guitar? And we said, it depends. But I wisely, being the genius that I am, pointed out that, because Jordo compared it to getting a car, right? I wisely pointed out that the stakes are much lower with a guitar because it's not going to kill anybody or you if it fails. And I feel like stand-up is in that, like for me, in that conversation, in that if I fail, someone will die.
Someone will die. Yeah. It's not like, it might not be a literal death, but a social death for sure. Mm-hmm. Like
spiritual death. Like part of my soul will die. Because part of my soul dies if I'm watching somebody else bomb, like John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I were to go up there and bomb, I wouldn't be able to fucking handle that.
Yeah, different
and
change.
I'm not strong enough to do stand-up. And that's why I have a lot of respect for my stand-up comedian friends.
Oh, 100%. Oh my God. Yeah.
Because everyone bombs. You have to bomb to like
you have
do
to.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I was like, because the entire time though, that's what I was doing. I was going like, I'm gonna be the one that doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just do it. And then like, I kept seeing like people who I'm like, I've seen this person before and they're literally not funny tonight. And I'm like, oh no.
It happens to everybody.
It happens to everybody.
It's like you're at the DMV, you're getting your license. They're like, okay, great. So just to let you know, you will kill somebody in a car accident. It's 100% guaranteed. Yeah. It'll definitely happen to you. Yeah. You don't know when. The more you drive, the more likely it is to happen more often. Yep. So have fun with that.
Here's your license.
Here's your license. Yep. Hope you don't kill anybody good.
Hope you don't kill anybody good or in the next 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah, or me. Yeah. It's not something I have the stomach to handle.
No, I can do it. And that's why I don't.
That's why I don't do it. That's why I do this.
Yeah, y'all can't get me.
No, you can't get me.
Can't get me.
Nope.
Can't fucking get me.
Nope.
The best you can do is
misunderstand our humor and comment on a TikTok.
Sure.
That's the worst you could do to us.
And if you don't like it, just turn it off.
Sure. We can talk about that.
We can talk about anything.
Okay. So we're trying to grow the podcast.
Podcast numbers going up, ideally.
Ideally, because in reality, you know. So I've been making TikToks of like different clips from the show. And I did one about Nikki's thing of the gambling bit, the time travel gambler PE teacher thing.
So funny. Nikki going back.
I thought it was very funny.
So funny.
We all enjoyed that.
Yes.
The comments on that.
Dire.
Are the people, the ones who are commenting about people they've known who've died are the least depressing comments. The
least depressing. Yeah.
It's shit that's like, well, you know, I was only 7 back then. So I guess I would just, you don't get on my grind.
Yeah.
They were all soul crushing.
They were mostly LinkedIn hustle posts. It was crazy.
Soul crushing. The amount of people who are genuinely saying like Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Tell my dad to get into Bitcoin. And it's like, okay, you know what? I'm talking to you, TikTok, people of TikTok. Mm-hmm. If you go back in time and you're in your body as of 2007.
Yes.
And you're saying, I'm going to invest in TikTok.
Yes.
Or not in TikTok. Right. I'm going to invest in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to buy Bitcoin. TikTok.
Go into the New York Stock Exchange. He goes, one share TikTok. Of TikTok, please.
The thing is, if you're buying TikTok in 2007, yes, you're setting yourself up for some financial success, but the damage you're doing to your personality is irreparable.
Well, do you not remember
Bitcoin people?
Oh, yes.
In the early 2010s, or Bitcoin people when you first started hearing about Bitcoin. Can you tell me about what that was like?
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what it was like. I went to because I was in the startup community in Austin, Texas at the time. And I was going to a meetup every Friday on the lake, and I was talking to people, and there was this one guy that was so excited, and I'm not kidding, that he could use Bitcoin to buy black tar heroin on Silk Road. Mm. He was so excited that he was going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But then also he was talking about how much he was going to buy and how much he was going to mine and all this other stuff. This was 14 years ago. And
he's probably rich now, or he's dead from heroin.
He's not rich.
Oh,
he's still definitely on his hustle to the degree that I'm like, so none of this stuff has really worked out then, has it?
That's fucked up. Cause do you think it was probably the heroin part of
here's the thing about that. If I thought he was buying heroin to use it, I would have thought that's cool. None of my business.
He was selling
not
heroin?
My choice. No, here's the point he was making. He's like, now Bitcoin can unlock other markets.
Heroin.
Yes. Like he was more excited about market opening for other things than actually getting the drugs.
Sicko. Yeah. That is so perverted.
Yeah. That was the kind of vibe that the early Bitcoin people had.
That's like capitalist wiki feet. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's that level of perversion. Like you're that into the market.
But in fairness, it never got less crazy. All it turned into is like, my apes. Like, you know, it's like, it's like a heroin is so much cooler than apes.
I would say no.
No, I don't think so. I think apes are cooler than heroin.
I think apes are cooler than heroin.
Because I don't think heroin doesn't do anything cool. And neither do the apes, but the apes don't kill people.
No, they just temporarily blind them, which is way better than heroin.
Way better than heroin, yeah.
You're telling me that you would go to the Ape Bored Ape Cafe before you go to the heroin cafe?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I live in the heroin cafe, Sean.
Can I get a Grand Slam and a coffee, please?
And a coffee, please.
Please.
I don't know.
I remember you can't have anything. Can I have some heroin, please?
In 2013-14, I was in my first year of college.
Yeah.
And the boy across the hall from me, whose name was Adam, who had a thing for a girl named Eve, which was the funniest thing that I had encountered in my whole life.
The college should have expelled them.
Actually, yes. Like,
oh, good. That would have been removing them from the garden.
Yes, exactly. Correct. And it would have finished the story. Thank you, Cody Rhodes. Thank you so much. By the way, huge shout outs to Cody Rhodes over the weekend.
You finished the story.
Thank you so much. The story is definitely over. And the Monday Raw after WrestleMania didn't. Nothing happened on that one.
They just ended kind of WWE. Elongate
the continuance of the story.
World Wrestling Entertainment's over. There's no more.
Yeah, they canceled.
Adam loved Eve.
Adam loved Eve, and Eve did not like Adam because.
Oh, okay. Adam ever, like, was buy her not an cute apple or anything?
And sucked. That's the fucking thing, right? It's 2013, and you don't know anything about anything. Right. I say lean into the fact that your names are Adam and Eve.
Get her a pomegranate. Do something with, because that's something, probably what the apple was.
Right. Do something fun with that. Instead, he bumbled around and did nothing.
Right.
All he did was jack off, play Hearthstone, and then talk about Bitcoin and how he was going to try to learn how to mine it.
Ugh. Man, I'm really glad I didn't go to school during Bitcoin. Yeah. I don't know. That would have been rough.
I mean, no better time that you didn't pay for the electricity. So
that's true. Sure.
He was smart.
I paid for the electricity to download all, like, whatever, 7 gigs of Half-Life 2 over the course of 6 days on the intra-campus LAN network. That's what I did with my internet.
Yeah, no, I didn't pay for the internet or the Wi-Fi.
I got caught in college for downloading Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, did you have to go to school or something for it? Like, was there a penalty?
No, they were just like, stop it.
Wrote you a letter. My friend, I feel like I've told this story on it, maybe if not this version of the podcast than the previous one. I have a friend who
we used to have a different podcast.
Yeah. Well, wow. It was called
a long time ago.
Yep. It was called, what was it called?
Friends Reunion.
No, that doesn't sound right.
West Coast Office Hours.
I think it was called The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I think it was called Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Our podcast?
That sounds more familiar. Yeah, I think it was called Big... John, I think, is right. It's called The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But my friend streamed an episode of Game of Thrones on Popcorn Time. Y'all remember Popcorn Time?
No.
No.
What?
Popcorn Time was...
That's the precursor from Fleabee, now known as Boom.
Popcorn Time was basically a torrent streaming service.
Oh.
So basically it would grab a torrent link from somewhere.
Okay.
And it had like a wrapper around it that looked like Netflix, and then it played the torrent file in the player. It was fucking sick. It was awesome. It was the most seamless product I've ever used in my whole life. The most illegal thing I've ever touched.
I'm looking at this, I vaguely remember it.
Yeah. It was great. But she watched an episode of Game of Thrones on it on the UCLA Wi-Fi. She got a letter 2 days later and then had to go to a class about piracy that an HBO lawyer taught.
It's so interesting. You said this was 2013 around?
This was probably 14, 15.
14, 15, yeah. So 2014 was when Mini Core Studios, a business owned by yours truly, John Warren, got a letter from our local internet saying, "Hi, it appears that someone in your office has downloaded gigs and gigs and gigs of episodes of Game of Thrones."
Interesting. They were litigious.
And now that we've got Jordo on the sticks, who is there, who says, "I remember this." Jordo, who was this? Who was the culprit?
Was
it Jordan?
No one came forward. You?
Was it you, Jordan?
It was Jordan.
Jordan's typing. It was not me. I've never seen GOT. Listen, I think I actually know who it is. I'm
oh, shit. They got
out.
Don't Mess With the Zohan on Popcorn Time. They got to bring that shit back.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, it came back during lockdown.
Oh, it did?
So I was saying
some of this shit is anachronistic with when I know Popcorn Time to have existed, because there's a screenshot for Air on here. So I was like, oh, so I was like,
I guess so it's still going.
Still going around.
I used to watch movies on like Watch Movies 123.co.ru.
Right. Yeah, and there was like anime pornography on the sides.
Yeah, it was really. So what I would do is
Marge
there was
going to town on someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marge. Oh, what was the site that we'd use, like one of these like watching together kinds of sites? Yeah. What I
might have
the
just
name
been
of.
Called Watch Together. That sounds
I watched
familiar.
Together.
It wasn't Watch Together though. It was like that. And yeah, it had a built-in browser.
Oh.
So with the built-in browser, you
could
paste
just do
in
anything.
The link
yeah.
to the Watch Movies 123 for free.crime.
Yeah.
But then you're not accessing.
You're
that
not
site.
Watching it. Someone else is.
Well, their servers are accessing yeah, the site, yeah, so you can yeah. access it safely.
Yeah. The internet used to be cool. Like yeah. I actually think the internet was better when you had to be smart about the stuff that you were clicking on, because
I mean
had a high chance
you still
of,
have to be smart about the
yeah,
stuff.
You still need
but
to
there's
be smart.
No, but there's
Nikki,
no reward.
We listened to you and watched you give an events app access to your sure. iMessage.
Yeah, sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Like there's no time you needed to be more careful.
I agree, but I think maybe what Nikki is saying, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but sure. I think it's like it was cool on a creation/business level to like have things that were kind of like to be more in control of your situation.
Yeah.
Like for a while it was cooler to be that. And now it's
also
just like oh, platforms own everything. You own nothing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, all
yeah,
that
like
stuff.
Yeah, like when those websites.
Napster was not a platform. It was basically a way to get all the shit that you
I
wanted
was
and
Napster.
It was yours. You know what I mean? Always looking yeah. at me like I've never been on the internet.
What? I don't understand.
I mean,
you
it
can
was
still
like,
steal files on
no,
the internet.
No, no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, but
no,
it's
no.
it is not like. To me, it is not as readily available and talked
it
about.
It is readily available. It's not as talked about. And it's, we just forgot how to use the internet because of Google.
Oh, so I'm okay. washed.
All right. Maybe I am washed too.
Well, all internet users are washed pretty much, except for the ones who are still, like I have friends who torrent things still.
Barley's not
oh,
washed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I just like forgot how to do that.
I know. I'm thinking about setting up one of those fucking servers and getting
a Plex
all
server?
That shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great.
We should make a
I would
Plex
love that.
Server.
Yeah.
Let's make a, like, yeah, I have friends who are still using SoulSeek. I have.
What's that?
I forgot how to use SoulSeek. SoulSeek was like Napster, but everybody on it was such a music snob that they wouldn't put viruses on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
you couldn't
nice.
Get porn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you would have to, like, sometimes message people to get access to their files. So you could like, you would do a search for something and then it would show up that like, oh, okay. Fall Fan, 78 has, this bootleg that you're looking for, but you can't download it. But you can see it. So you'd message them and you'd be like, hey, Fall Fan 78. And they'd be like, what the fuck do you want?
Right.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Idiot. Baby, child, what do you want? And I'd be like, can I please have this bootleg? You can look and see what I've got if you want anything.
Prove to me you deserve it.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It'd be yeah, like, okay, I what know. Are you, some little fucking high school student?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In America, yes. You idiot, you fucking slag.
Oh, you like music? Like, yes. Name three of their songs. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah, they would make you prove it. I had that happen to me once. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That sounds awful.
And yeah, it was great because then you'd get the bootleg you wanted. Now those bootlegs all right. are all available on Spotify.
Right. Yeah.
Which makes me feel crazy because the hours I spent messaging people on SoulSeek and being like, hey, I've got this, you know, I've got all of you're Stevie right. Moore's recordings ever. Do you want any of this? Some of this is pretty rare.
The second that
I've got
Jeff,
these early Ariel Pink tapes. Do you want these?
The second that Jeff Mangum's My Girlfriend Don't Exist appears on Spotify, I will leave the internet. Because I'm like, okay, we've...
Who?
My Dream Girl Don't Exist. That's what it's called. It's a Jeff Mangum song. Jeff Mangum was the lead singer of Neutral Milk Hotel.
Oh.
And he did some solo work.
The Holocaust band. The Anne Frank band.
The Anne Frank band. Yeah, yeah. That's
I
all.
Could never get into that stuff. I couldn't. Yeah, it just was so, I found that stuff so tedious. Unlike
yeah, unlike any of this
unlike,
stuff you said.
Unlike the early Ariel Pink bootlegs, I found Neutral Milk Hotel very tedious. But let me talk to you about Ariel Pink.
Who's
never been called tedious his entire life.
What would have gone differently if Ariel Pink had discovered like a few different chemical compounds that change the way your hormones work?
Sure.
What would have happened? How would have history changed? Who would not have been at January 6th if Ariel Pink had transitioned?
I wouldn't have been there.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I would not have been there.
Many are asking. Many have asked. It's crazy Ariel Pink went to January 6th.
I know. And someone from Mr. Show. It's like Ariel Pink and Mr. Show guy.
Jay Johnston. Yeah,
I know.
Jimmy Pesto.
Unbelievable.
From Bob Burger.
Jimmy Pesto, Bob Burger.
He went to January 6th.
He was at Jan
6th. Oh, yeah. Did they replace him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. This week's episode of If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is brought to you by Kazaa. Go to Kazaa.com right now and download the brand new Red Hot Chili Peppers album, Stadium Arcadium. You can get it right now from user, let's see, RapidDapidDo78. You can get that right there on Kazaa.com. Thanks, Kazaa, for cutting that check for us. We are apparently going to get that check in 6 different parts. One of them will bounce, but then we'll get it back.
The other five will be fine.
One of the parts will be, will the real Slim Shady please shut up by someone pretending to be Christina Aguilera.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Kazaa, so much. You can support us on Patreon by going to ifyouredriving.com or patreon.com/ifyouredriving. We have 2 associate producers. One is Eric from Cleveland and the other is Keith from California. Thank you so much for your continued patronage. We'll be back at the end of the show to tell you what you get for even the $5 tier of our Patreon. Let's get back to the show.
My car insurance went down by $150.
Wow. Congratulations.
Because I'm moving.
Did you go to the general and save some time?
I just told them I was moving and they were like, oh, less black people? Word.
For real?
It's the only explanation.
Did you shit? Yeah, you're right.
Did you go shit? Did you send them a picture of your face and you're like, check your email? I've got news for you.
Guess he's driving the car. You'll never believe. Oh, but yeah, my premium went down by $150 because my zip code got wider.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Crazy. Do y'all know how to grow a lawn?
Weed? Oh. A Close? Lawn? A yeah. lawn? What yeah, do you mean so grow a lawn?
Seeds?
What the so fuck? Hold like, on. Wait.
So it's
what
like,
do you mean grow a lawn? Is there grass already out there? Because it will grow.
So I'm going to take a quick peek behind the fucking curtain for a second. Sometimes I think the character that I am on this show betrays the words that I mean sometimes, you know? Because sometimes I ask stuff like, how do you grow a lawn? I know how you grow a lawn. You put grass in the grass seeds in the fucking dirt, right?
Right? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. You put grass seeds in the dirt and you fertilize it and you water it. I think. I'm baffled why John was so confused by the question of how do you grow a lawn?
Because we can't get our lawn to stop growing. I don't understand. Oh,
so give me some of your grass.
Wait,
there's just fucking dirt. This new place that I'm moving into is just dirt in the front.
Okay, so how to build a lawn from zero?
From nothing. So like the man from
Feed Your Lawn.
Feed that guy. Yeah, that guy. The guy from Game of Thrones. Can you fucking imagine? You're on Game of Thrones, the most popular show on the fucking planet.
Right.
You cannot get work afterwards, except
that dude's doing better than 90% of
no, for
the
sure.
Cats. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Except you are the Scots lawn care guy now.
He couldn't get on Vikings. I'm like, you played. You were the Viking on that show.
This
like, what are you talking about?
But that check is probably so much easier.
Yeah.
And probably also close.
And like,
the numbers are probably
and
not.
He's Irish.
Young. He's not?
No, I think he's like Icelandic or something. So he's just doing, he's doing a bit. He's like, Fijalod, Fijet.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Anyway, so do I just put the seed in the ground? Like, what's the...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. From scratch? No idea.
A website.
So I'm the idiot.
Yeah.
I am.
Great. Now he admit it.
He admit it. Truth come out.
You're going to want to get your lawn started right by seeding in late spring and early summer.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's now. That's now.
Okay.
That's now.
Test your soil.
No, I'm good. Such you can skip that one. You can skip that. LB, you can skip that one. Give me the next one.
Okay. You're going to want to amend and improve your soil according to the test results.
You can skip that one, too. Any of the ones that are reliant on the information received from the test, just go ahead and assume that
you're gonna
I don't want to
buy a quality grass seed. So you're going to go to a local grass retailer. Grass seed retailer, grass retailer.
I think we've made a mistake, and we are playing the part of a person at a nursery when instead we should go to a nursery and film. Nikki
yeah, you should go to a nursery.
Questions. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And ask them for the best grass for where you live.
And also the person will be like, okay, and here are the strips you can use to test your soil. And then you would just be like, I'm going to skip that part.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that part. I don't need those ones.
What's next?
Okay. Once you get the seeds, you remove the... go ahead, Nikki.
Oh, no. It's just like grass is bad though, right? You don't want grass in this economy.
It's the water usage is...
For grass is high.
I mean, you do have to use a lot of water.
Oh, you have to use a lot of water.
Mm. I mean,
it's expensive and bad for the environment.
It is not hard to grow a lawn here because it rains often and the temperature is fine. So we don't actually have to use a lot of water to take care of. We just have to mow all the time, which is a different beast.
The different problem.
Yeah.
You should get a robot.
But when we... I think those are like pretty inefficient. It's like they'll mow like a fourth of our lawn and then we have to charge it for like 5 hours.
Awesome. That's what I figured out.
But it's like when we had a xeriscaped yard, which by the way, it took me forever to realize it's not xeriscaped because that would make sense when you have zero landscaping to do, but it's xeriscaped.
Wait, what word are you saying?
Nikki, guess how you spell that word. I had no fucking idea.
Yep.
Is it, can you say it again?
Xeriscaped.
Is it zero, but in Spanish? So C-E-R-O, scaped?
No.
No.
S-I-R-R, I have no idea.
I was shocked just now when I looked this up.
There you go.
Xeriscaped. What the fuck? X-E-R-I-S-C-A-P-E.
Yep.
Ain't no fucking way.
Yeah.
Stupid language.
So our house in Austin was xeriscaped, and it was...
It seems expensive.
We didn't set it up. It's probably expensive to set it up, but it was great. It was like very low maintenance. That's the point. It just doesn't need...
I don't think it's expensive in the long run.
No, it's not my house, though, is the thing.
Yeah.
That's the rub here, right? Is that like, it's not my house, but it does just have two huge rectangles of dirt outside. And I would like to be able to sit outside with my dog.
So you're kind of bringing the baggage to this new place. That's like, hey, this thing that you didn't have to take care of, I'm going to make it so that you're going to have to take care of it.
I would like to put it upon myself. At which point, it's not my problem anymore, is it, John?
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Don't live
you're like, listen, folks, I signed a 3-year deal with the fiber internet. It's really expensive. Anyway, I'm all out of here in 6 months. Bye.
Bye. No, listen, my fiber internet, which I did sign a deal for, is month to month.
That's good.
So they can cancel that shit whenever. But I'm also trying to be there for a long time.
That'd be nice.
Fiber internet.
So good.
Yeah, Nikki, I don't know if you want a lawn in this economy.
Fuck. What do I do? I can't sit on dirt.
But really, you could do something like this with the gravel and the tiles and like maybe some succulents that you just put outside.
Yeah, some gravel and succulents.
Yeah, it's like it looks nice and you could sit out there. Like it would look nice.
What's wrong with dirt?
It's gross.
Love dirt.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't no, I don't want that, you know?
But it's like grass is just growing on the dirt.
And I'm so allergic to grass as well as the other part.
Yeah, yeah, and you're not going to be able to mow the grass, Nikki, because you're allergic to the grass.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. But if, yeah, so I didn't, I guess, if you can believe it, I didn't really think this one through.
Well, I mean,
you brought this up at lunch yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And just now on podcast.
I didn't really think it through. I think
my favorite thing is that, like,
LB, I hadn't thought about it since yesterday when we talked about it.
My favorite thing about it is that, like, you just admitted you don't know why you want this and you don't think it's good and you don't know what you're doing. And the conversation literally started with you going, let me level with everyone. I'm actually not this stupid. I've thought about this a lot. And then we talk through it. And then
turns out
go,
no shit.
And then you go, I'm too allergic to grass. This is too expensive. And I'm already tired thinking about what to do about it. So never mind.
I think anything
difficult is not worth doing.
I agree. You're so right, Sean. I'm so glad we got a clean read of that as well.
There are so many difficult things that I have to do and don't have any choice in doing.
It's the worst.
That it's like, and then there are things that I'm like really passionate about that are also difficult. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess this is the thing I love. This is the thing that means a lot to me. I'll do it.
Right.
So then these additional things that are just like, this would be cool in an end result or the idea of this is cool. I'm constantly getting like tricked and bamboozled and like deceived into thinking I want, but I don't because it's hard and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do hard things. I want to do easy things.
Correct. Yeah. Anne got a vanity plate for her car and then decided she didn't want one.
Oh.
The process of going back to a normal license plate is fucking insane.
Really?
You have to go into a place. It is
surrender it. You have to surrender the plate.
Surrender it. You have to prove that you live in your place.
They watch you, that you watch them shoot the plate. With a big gun.
I don't know. It's so weird, though. The process of getting the original was like, you could do it online.
Yeah, it takes you 2 seconds.
And the process of undoing it has been like crazy difficult.
That's really good to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did she just not think it was as funny when she got the plate and saw it? Like, was it a goof? Like, plate? Like, what's
it wasn't really a goof. It was more of like, you know, it was kind of like, this is kind of my Instagram name for my photography stuff. Like if people see me around, they'll read it and whatever.
Yeah.
And then she like drove it one day and she was like, the idea of being perceived while I'm out doing things makes me so sad. I'm like, sure. Couldn't have figured that out before doing it. It's fine. It's no big deal. We live in a world where, you know, you can undo your choices. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then she wants to change it back. And now it's like, you have to email list this thing, mail us this thing, and also show up to
I think they're going to make you watch them execute like, the plate.
Execute the plate.
Yeah.
No one will ever have this plate again.
Like, are you sure? And then they're going to shoot the plate with a gun. That's nuts. When I had my mini, it was not a custom plate, but it was a vanity plate still. And when you sell a car with vanity plates, I think they destroy those because they can't make the person who buys the car then have to, because you have to pay extra. Like for the plate that I got, it was like $20 a year.
Yeah.
And I had my car was black, so I got the black and yellow plates. And I was like, oh, yeah, that works.
Black and yellow is so good.
It's so fucking clean. Yeah. However, we've talked about this for sure before, but Oregon has, I think I've landed on, has the best
plates. I do like the Oregon plate.
The Oregon blue, deep blue and like yellow plate. Mwah, mwah, chef kiss. Mm-hmm. Delicioso.
Yeah. Texas is monochrome.
The black and white one is good.
The black and white one's good. And then I actually thought the one with the cowboy and the rocket ship was incredible.
That's
and
sick.
It's fucking insane that they went away from that. Anyway.
It's fucked up.
Yep.
That's all you got down there.
I mean, that's a great combination.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboy rocket ship.
Yeah, like, that's like great. A child's bedroom. That's cool.
Yeah, that's great.
in North Dakota, because I was talking to Near a few weeks ago when they were looking to purchase a car. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you going to get a custom plate? And they were like, why would I ever do that? And I was like, good question. So I went on the North Dakota DMV website to look it up. And you can get a plate that says Ducks Unlimited on it.
Okay.
So
that's great.
Let me go through here and
that's
see
if great. I can
pull up any of the other good Unlimited. Ones.
There are three different kinds of Blue Lives Matter license plates that you can get in Arkansas.
Wow. Three?
Three different kinds. Yeah.
Okay. Here are some of the paste.
You can get one in California with Snoopy on it that says museums are for everyone. And that fucking rules to me.
Museums are for everyone?
Yeah.
That is really nice. I like that.
I agree.
It's really cute.
This license plate belongs in a museum.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
He's doing
that's really cute. Oh my God. That's so cute. Museums are for everyone. A little Snoopy dancing. You're dropping these in the wrong chat.
You Nikki, by the way. Stupid fuck.
That's fine.
To me. That's at me.
Choose life. Yeah. Colorado has a really gnarly anti-abortion like plate style. That's
stinks.
I'm gonna say it, and I think I've said this before, but I do think Snoopy is overrated.
Oh. Wow.
I don't agree.
I don't agree with that.
I think he's overrated. I think he's got like similar energy to Tweety Bird to me.
No.
As far as people who are washed, like I think
Tweety Bird, listen to me.
LB protest leaving?
Chat. Tweety Bird is washed. Okay. I don't think Snoopy is washed.
There's no one less washed than Snoopy.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Snoopy's washed.
What is
First of all, those Peanuts comics are so good.
They're great.
They mm-hmm. are so funny. I love Snoopy. I mean, it's like, you know what? Teach their own. If you don't like Snoopy, you don't have to like Snoopy. Honestly, Snoopy doesn't need you.
Wow.
Snoopy doesn't need you. Everyone likes Snoopy.
Yeah.
Snoopy doesn't need you. Snoopy's Joe Cool. Snoopy's hang out Joe at the cool. quad.
Snoopy can fly doghouse like plane.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so true. I forgot that he
was also
cool.
What's crazy about this is that Nikki, you actually are a very Snoopy energied person.
Right. Yeah. Snoopy.
Unlimited possibilities. Unlimited imagination. Can do anything. Snoopy, anything is possible for Snoopy. Snoopy. How I think of you.
He left his home and went cross country to visit a sick girl in the hospital. What have you ever done?
I left my home and got sick and ended up in a hospital across the country.
Well, Snoopy would have come to visit you.
Damn.
But like, okay. That's a very Maybe Snoopy, I love Snoopy. I don't know. I think you just don't.
Maybe I like, don't know enough about Snoopy.
Best Snoopy comics.
Oh, here comes Nikki with the I was unfamiliar with your game.
I was unfamiliar with your game.
For Snoopy.
Snoopy. Everything I know about Snoopy is from just the like the Christmas special and the Thanksgiving.
You know what, Nikki? Snoopy's kind of a dickhead in the Christmas special.
Yeah, he seems like he sucks in that one.
He's kind of like, oh, Charlie Brown, you're a fucking idiot in that one. He is. Like, if that's your only exposure to Snoopy, it is kind of weird. It's like, that's not who Snoopy is.
I've seen one where, and now I'm completely changing my opinion because I'm remembering where he's Snoopy from Needles, ? Or is his brother Spike from Needles?
I think they're both from Needles.
They're both from like the same puppy mill.
Fuck, this is the I think wrong.
So. Sorry.
And now I'm in the
Y'all
wrong.
Are both. Yeah, now you're just in the fucking wrong up chat. So Sorry. Much.
Here's Joe Cool sailing his frisbee. Nice. And then he throws it. And then
he just has a character.
On the
Snoopy
ground.
Has a character where he just puts on sunglasses and becomes a cool college student named Joe Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Cool always spends the first.
It's just a
first...
bit that he does alone.
Like, can you great. Imagine if you walked in on Barley doing this?
Yeah.
Had sunglasses on and it's like, I'm a different character.
That would be fucking sick.
Yeah.
I love Snoopy. I've always loved Snoopy.
I mean, Jordo's right. Snoopy is cool and has always been cool. But even if you don't agree that Snoopy is not cool today, which I think he is, mm-hmm. Tweety Bird has never been cool. When was Tweety Bird ever cool?
Okay,
never.
That's literally homophobic, but go on.
Yeah, I know. That's that's why I'm going to say it louder. Tweety Bird has never been cool.
I think, okay, Tweety Bird was cool. Tweety Bird was on sweatshirts and was cool on sweatshirts.
Washed
in the 90s.
I know, but
Tweety Bird is like Betty Boop to me. It's like kind of Betty Boop to me.
Not cool.
Whoa. I'm losing the function of my brain.
Yeah.
Our taxonomy here is so wrong that we would lump Betty Boop and Tweety into the same thing.
What we're talking about here is that, like, the Snoopy to Tweety Bird thing is because they are on sweatshirts. They were on sweatshirts in the 1990s.
Okay, and they're both animals.
And they're both animals, so right? Crucial. But Betty Boop was also on sweatshirts, was also on sweatshirts in the 1990s.
Well, so is Big Dog.
Different sweatshirts. Different sweatshirt demographic.
Big Dog, different.
Big Dog, very different.
Big Dog, more of a political statement, I think, than Tweety Bird.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree to that.
Taz and Tweety on the same level then?
Taz is Big Dog. Tweety.
Taz is Big Dog.
Taz is a Big Dog
aligned. Yeah. Taz, Big Dog, Austin 316, mm-hmm. Joe Camel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What's in Tweety's? You think Tweety and Betty Boop are in the same bucket?
Tweety, Betty Boop, Snoopy.
Snoopy, and what about Pyoppy?
Who's Pyoppy?
Popeye?
Pyoppy? Yeah.
Was Popeye?
Popeye is unrelated.
Popeye is unrelated.
Pyoppy not related.
Popeye is related.
Jordo says Tweety is Cookie Monster pants aligned.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Tweety is the most chaotic of the three. Betty Boop is sexy.
Okay.
Snoopy is cool. And Tweety is chaotic.
Okay.
What about Mickey Mouse?
Oh, I don't know.
Not related.
Has to be related.
Yeah, but
sorry.
Too expensive. Sweatshirt, too sliced. Because Disney licensing, Mickey sweatshirt, too expensive.
Yeah, but
Mickey Mouse has to be in the conversation.
Mocky has to be there.
Mocky Mouse everywhere.
Okay, that I think is in a cringe territory.
Oh, like, so that's, we don't think Tweety's cringe, but
Tweety,
we think
not
Mickey's.
Cringe. Mocky Mouse, I think, cringe.
Tweety has attitude. Jordan's saying Tweety has attitude, and I agree.
Okay, but you fucking think Mocky Mouse doesn't have fucking attitude?
I don't think Mocky Mouse has attitude.
Yeah, I would be actually. You need to come so fucking hard with whatever you're about
you
to.
Don't,
whatever
you don't you're about fucking to
put
think. There. You
don't because fucking think. Is this gonna be some Kingdom Hearts bullshit?
Jordan's already put Tweety with a gun with tits. Saying, okay, bitch, call the cops. I'll have sex with them. So you better come. You better come.
Fucking,
correct.
You don't fucking
with
think
this Mocky.
Mocky Mouse doesn't have fucking attitude.
If Mocky has a big veiny cock in this, I'm turning the machine off.
You don't think Mocky fucking Mouse?
No.
Has fucking.
So you know what? You know what? Okay. You know what? Okay. You know what? Okay. You know what? You know what? LB's right. These are not the same. These are not on the same wavelength.
Thank you.
At
Thank
all.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. This is Mocky Mouse. Mocky Mouse is wearing low slung baggy jeans.
Black jeans.
Over his classic his red pants. Shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's pointing
and
right
sagging,
at his
And he's
right
pointing
at, his, belt.
At his Mocky dick.
As Mocky Dick is Mocky, but he's got Tim's on.
Mouse cock.
He does have Tim's on. He's got Tim's.
Something nuts.
Oh.
Mickey unwrapped.
Is there anything on here that is immediately drawing your eye?
Well, the
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, wait. It says
it's spelled with a Y.
First of all, is this in Portuguese?
Unclear, but
this is MC Mickey A Amelo do Terere. Terere?
Sure.
If it's Portuguese, I think it'd be Cherere. Then DJ Pateta, unless it's Portuguese, which would be DJ Pachecha. Then Whoopi Goldberg. And then Color Me Bad.
Whoopi Goldberg, crucially, with a Y.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. Ice Ice Mickey. Minnie Mouse
Minnie
in the house.
Mouse in the house. Whoop, mm-hmm. There it is. There,
yeah, so, it, no, there so these, it went.
Yeah, so these are all Disney. They got the classic Mickey Mouse and Friends.
Ducks in the Hood?
Covers.
Ducks in the Hood.
Yes, to do covers of popular rap and R&B songs, except they're on the track. Like, our original artist is on the track, and so is Mickey Mouse and his friends.
How is this cool?
Who can say, you know?
This is not on the same level as, like, I mean, okay, first of all, I would consider Snoopy astronomically above all of this. Snoopy is like an icon who transcends all of this nonsense.
Snoopy, rap,
Snoopy has cover, Snoopy album. Doesn't talk.
Oh, that's so true. He doesn't talk.
Snoopy writes and thinks.
Can I show you something stupid, though?
Yes.
I think it's great.
It's Charlie Brown sitting and looking and making that little like Charlie Brown face, holding some papers. It says, "I can't leave rap alone. The game needs me." Okay, that second one's not as funny to me. John, you can read it though, because you seem to be tickled by it.
Well, it's just I can hear it in his little voice, but I can't do the voice, so it's like.
There are a lot of these.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. And he's saying that to Lucy. Can I kick it? Oh, that's pretty good. Lucy has to be saying, yes, you can, though. And she's not. No. Okay. These are bad. These are stupid.
These are bad. These are really bad.
These are really bad.
There are so many of them.
There are so many.
Here's Patty saying, I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint. Now, this one is funny. We've come back around, I think.
Yeah.
That was me. That's me. My first year of college. That's what I looked like. Birkenstocks
and
all.
That one is good.
Queer coded.
It's believable.
Trying to get someone to play Wu-Tang for me.
It's believable when it's coming for Patty, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, we might have to do like a deeper dive on like what goes into the buckets. Because I think... I guess Sylvester.
Pissing Calvin. Where's Pissing Calvin fall for you?
I think Pissing Calvin is fucking disgusting. And like, not really? This is not a joke. Like, I think it's so gross.
I think it's really gross that I do too. It's funny. I do too.
I also,
it's one of those things where I'm like, I get kind of offended. And then I'm like, oh, that's the reaction they want. And then I'm like, ugh.
Why are you offended?
I think I'm offended because. It's so boring.
It's never like been.
It's
Jorah's right. It's never been put on a car by a good person.
Yeah, yeah. It's always the kind of person who is trying to kick you while you are down. It was putting that on there.
Yeah.
Also, I know very little about Calvin and Hobbes, but I know that the guy
that's
who
not
did
the vibe.
Calvin it's like so thoroughly not the and like that's part of the point.
Yeah,
but the guy. Didn't the guy who did Calvin and Hobbes was like, I only make money off the books and like, otherwise you, it's, that's it.
Yeah,
wasn't he like no licensing?
I think that's true.
I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's goofy.
However, it is cool if Calvin is pissing on like the Ford logo.
Okay, sure.
I feel like that's going to be the most racist type of person.
No, yeah.
Somebody who's really invested in like truck brands.
The worst
brand
kind of guy. Imagine
being a truck
if I see the Calvin pissing on if I see the Calvin pissing and the deer outline on the same truck,
the same
I'm like
car.
that is a combo that just says Confederate flag.
Sure.
Like when I see it I'm like, "Oh, you're just saying Confederate flag."
How do you feel about baby on board.
It pisses me off because I'm just like, I want to hit your car harder now. It's not that I want to do harm to the child. It's the idea that this would somehow make other people better at driving.
Yes.
That is why it makes me angry.
Do you have sympathy? I'm so glad we're going down this line. Do you have sympathy for people who have "I'm a student driver" on their car?
Yes, no. I do. I do.
I don't, because anybody could put that on there.
Like, why would you? Why are you? I didn't put that on my car.
I didn't put that on my car.
Student driver.
Yeah, like learn how to fucking drive.
Oh, whoa, hold on a second. Wait. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Do you mean like you're seeing driving?
I misunderstood.
No.
I misunderstood.
Yes.
Okay. You have a private car and you put the sticker on. I'm ramming you off the road. I'm fishtailing maneuver. I'm boxing you in. I'm throwing down spike strips and I'm pushing you off the road and I'm flipping you off the entire time. I'll make it so traumatizing that you'll never get back on the road.
Drive again.
But someone actively taking the test or whatever. I'm nice.
That's fine. Yeah. If they have. Like, if they're in a liveried car that says Derek's driving school on it, then I'm not trying to fuck with them.
Yeah.
But
just a random, like, just your
Prius, that shit doesn't fly.
That's the same as baby on board to me.
Same as baby on board. Okay. Yeah. What if it is, I've seen this one recently. It is the family stick figures, mm-hmm. except all of the heads are stormtrooper helmets. How do you feel about that one?
Better Jordan, than guns.
Jordan's takes on all these are like so much sunnier than mine. But he's right. That person is happier than I am, is what he said. And it's true. That's probably true.
Their kids are happy. You're so right, Jordan. That's so true.
They're probably like the most boring, normal people that are like happy about stuff. Jordan asks, what about the handicap placard? I can only assume that you mean people who drive with it hanging down. Mm-hmm. I want to double whatever handicap they have when I see that. Yeah. When I see that, because you're not supposed to do that. It creates a blind spot. Sure. I'm disabled. I know this.
Here's a big question, John.
Yeah.
Do you feel differently about people who have the handicap sticker on their license plate than you do about people who have the placard that hangs from the window?
I used to. I absolutely used to. I used to think it meant that the people with the placard are sharing it around and not actually doing it. I used to actually truly think that. But then I realized that there's such a benefit to having the placard because it allows me to, like, I could go travel and take it with me.
So you can share it.
So we can... Well, we can share it. I can share it with the people I'm going with. When I said earlier, I meant like, oh, you're going to a Raiders game? Here you go. Take the handicap placard. You can park up front. That's what I meant. No, I'm saying when I travel, I'm taking it with me to be in the car with them.
I see.
I'm not just handing it out like candy.
The thing you're describing, John, is the same thing.
No. I don't give it to other people. I know some people who did, which pissed me off.
John, I'll give you $20. I'm going to the Raiders game next week. I'll give you $20.
If you walk with a convincing limp, then yes.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I could do that.
I feel like I mostly see really like inscrutable bumper stickers.
Yeah. The ones in your neighborhood are crazy. Mm, they're all really websites. Crazy. They're all websites to people who are like, having like the best time or the worst time. And there's no in between.
There's one I see a lot that's just like a drawing of Michael Shannon, but it looks like Adam Devine and it Divine. I don't know if it's
I think it's Divine.
Divine. Yeah. And it says Michael Shannon fan club. And there's one with a picture of Ted Cruz that says "This man ate my son." That one's pretty funny.
Okay. Sure.
Most of them are just like inscrutable like meme jokes because my neighborhood is now so like millennial stoner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of those. So if I see like a normal one, I'm like, oh, hey.
I saw a car the other day and it was a Dunder Mifflin sticker and a Gary Johnson 2016 sticker.
But Gary Johnson, 2016.
Gary Johnson 2016, wow. And Dunder Mifflin. And I was like, ooh, you must be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what was the one I saw? I saw an RFK Jr. 2024 with like an anti like Biden sticker.
Oh, like Let's Go Brandon or something?
Yeah, it was a Let's Go Brandon. Yeah, it was a Let's Go Brandon.
People around here think that's. And then there was like an anti
taxes thing. And then and I was like, you're exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really scary so there's like oranges I always want to steal from somebody's yard, but they're always to get there I would have to go past this big truck that has like a black and white American flag that doesn't have the Blue Lives Matter, but it still has this like
it's black and white. It's sinister.
It's sinister.
Scary. You know what?
And then a big like Jesus C sticker that I'm like. Yeah. I can tell you don't actually, you would yeah, not you be cool ideas. With me taking no. an orange, yeah, even sure. though Jesus no. would be like, please take oranges. They're just rotting on the ground.
Right.
I'm Jesus and I'm a cool guy who wants.
No, Jesus would come outside and means test you for the orange. That's what these people believe. Yeah. Show me you really deserve the orange, my child, please. Here's my weird, like. It's like this corny old school take that makes me sound like a square, but I'm like, I guess I really believe it. I grew up with this idea that's like changing the flag in some way meant like you were that was bad. Like not burning it or tearing it up or like sure. defacing it. Like I don't care about that. But like they're like the thing now with all of those people
yeah.
is change it to make it this other thing, which yeah. I think is like. Which I think is so odd. I'm like, you used to be the sickos that would get
that would love
completely
the
been out of shape about this.
Yeah.
And now it's like everyone's got their own like this one means you were killed in Korea, but would have hated it here today.
No, I've seen ones that are basically the pride flag.
Right.
Because it is like, it's sure. like one of the lines is red. One of the lines is like for firefighters and for nurses and for EMTs, for God. Librarians.
Right.
It's not librarians, but for librarians and trash I hope it's people.
The Dewey Decimal System has done more for us than cops ever have. So
shout out to the library. That's where I got my eclipse glasses after not doing literally any prep before the eclipse. The day of the eclipse went into the library and they were like, we don't have very many. Here's one pair. For both of you. And we said, thank you so much, librarian.
Okay, hold on. Where is it?
It's also funny that the Liberian flag is so similar and that people Sonic mistake is it. Sonic is the library in Texas, says Jordan.
So what do you think? So, does this offend you, John?
all right, so this is an altered flag that on all the white bars says, piss... shit, sleepy, farting, jacking off on Zoom calls, clowns. And whoever made this should be fucking ashamed of themselves that they would create something that defaces and defames our founding fathers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine saying jacking off on Zoom calls to one of the founding fathers? What would they do?
They would explode.
They would explode.
They would say, who's Jack?
No. I wouldn't be, now I feel self-conscious because I want to be clear. This is very funny. I'm saying that the weird sickos that are changing to like the black and white flag and the red line matters, like red line, thin red line,
red
and
line
thin
blue
matters.
Line.
Red line matters. Everyone loves red
new,
line.
That's the new lawyer rally cry. Red line matters. You gotta go. Red line matters. I'm just saying those people are fucking idiots. And anyone creating a jacking off on Zoom calls American flag is fine by me and safe in my.
Would you say you wouldn't be in a constant battle against the person who would make a flag like this?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
So you would declare your own surrender. Raise the white flag to a person who made like a flag like this?
I would. In fact, I would. Yeah, I would completely secede to this nation.
Wow.
Great. Guess who made this?
You did. 5 seconds ago.
I know.
Yeah.
It was me.
You know what gave, you gave yourself away? The very focused face and you doing this for like 5 minutes. Where you were just like... Okay, I gotta spell jacking off on Zoom calls.
No, I would you put this on your car?
I would. I would put this on my car.
I would not.
Yeah, because
I'm not putting any iteration of the American flag on my car.
That's a good point. I would not put any iteration on the American flag on my car. That's true.
It's a, it's great. I do love it, LB, but I am going to have to pass.
And that's this week's episode of Shark Tank. I just want to thank everyone for hanging out and hanging out with us. If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is produced by Jordan Mallory, directed by NBA all-time great and Naismith Hall of Famer Allen Iverson, with music by Jordan Mallory and podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help make us fuck me.
What?
You, listener, can help make us fuck John, apparently.
Or John.
Surprise. Yeah. We didn't know about this. This is a new...
That's huge. Is,
you know, John did message us earlier to say, like, hey, we want to talk over some of the goals for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I guess this is one of the goals.
This is one of the goals. Yeah, sorry to reveal it this way, but you can support us and help make...
Oh my fucking God.
Make us fuck
you can
me.
Help you can support us. No, fuck you, you're done.
And help
you
can, us
no
make
you're
this.
Done you're done. You can support us and help us make this podcast at ifyouredriving.com, which will also give you access to perks like video versions of every episode, producer notes with all the JPEGs we described in this episode, a monthly stream, our Discord community, behind the scenes content, and more. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at If You're Driving. We're posting more there. LB is making a bunch of great clips. So go over there and don't comment anything fucking sad, please. Just be regular.
Actually, can I call attention to one of the comments that we got that I would please. Love to desperately know more about? One was like, if I was seven, I would tell my dad to not start a kitchen remodeling business.
Absolutely
my favorite comment that we got.
No. There's a better one.
Okay.
There was a better one. I think
is it the Wii Fit one?
It's the Wii Fit one.
The Wii Fit one is
commented.
So
I'm waiting to get my hands on a copy of Wii Fit.
So
Evan
good.
H's avatar is the Wii Fit logo.
Yeah, that's fucking unbelievable.
If you go to Evan H's page, it's just that I think he calls himself the Wii Fit historian.
Incredible.
Hell yeah.
Incredible. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out to the algorithm for putting that content in front of him.
Yeah.
You can find us there on Blue Sky at ifyouredriving.com. You can email the podcast at podcast@ifyouredriving.com. You can find John everywhere at Floppy Adult, me at Godzilla on Twitter, and at NikkiGrayson.com on Blue Sky. LB is nowhere, and Jordan is at Jordan_Mallory. Okay, you are good. You can close your eyes and then open them again. Close them. Open them. Close them.
John, you're open not doing them. It.
Close them. Open them. John, do you want to take us out?
Oh, sure.
You've never done this before.
I've never. This is a, you're probably so flat-footed. Yeah.
Now you know what fucking
now you
feels.
Know what it feels
now
like.
Now you know what it feels like. You did this to us for years.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm proud to be an American where I can piss and shit and sleep. I can fart and jack off of Zoom calls and all the clowns I meet.
Yeah, that was great, John, for your first one. That was great.
Thank you.
Good job, John.